Up Gunners. Now 3-1 take finish on Saturday afternoon in favor of the home team for the London Derby between Arsenal and West Ham. Waiting we learn from that match. For analysis from Michael Oyegude and Faithfulness Albert go open our eye to the matter.
My name is still Michael Onyegide and my Twitter handle is at Michael Onyegide. We will play against West Ham and get our first 3 points of the season. Also, our first 3 points under our new manager for this new era, Unai Emery. We improve, at least going forward, we improve, but we still get some kind into the lack defensively. I still feel, say, Socrates and Mustafi, from my own personal point of view, never gel very well, which they very understandable. Now, the first time which of them they played together, Hector Bellerin, very wonderful player going forward, attacking, although he never get as much assist as he gets for that very first season when he starts. Going down the right, Bellerin, they try, but defensively, Bellerin still get that problem defensively. Now, from a personal point of view, Xhaka and Guendouzi, I see they talk, they play similar style of football somehow. And they get this slow attitude to the game, throwing pass, left, right. They create chances by that booster passes, but they are slow. And if you say, playing Xhaka and Torreira, or playing Guendouzi and Torreira, supposed to be our midfield partnership going forward. As I talk on my personal point of view, I will not say Aubameyang will never pick up this season. They miss many chances. I know, and the thing they affect in confidence level, but they very sure say once Aubameyang starts to score, he no go stop to the score. We get some few lapses here and there for the game, but the most important thing I see talk on are the 3 points we get. Moving forward now, we'll play Cardiff next week. We will see as we feel build up from this game, but I think after the Cardiff game, the international break, and we don't want to go international break with a loss. So I think next week we're supposed to build up from this 3 points where we don't get. I just try to make I squeeze my thoughts in 2 minutes. Thank you very much.
My name is Albert Faithfulness Itoha. First of all, I want to say that I am so excited that finally Arsenal has won a game this season, even though say I am not still convinced that this team can really go far if they keep playing like this. First of all, let's start with Peter Cech. Peter Cech has actually been okay, no jokes. He has been trying, he has been convincing. But I think that Leno should be given the opportunity to start. Let us see his ball distribution. Let us see what Leno can do in that goalpost. Then I still feel that the defense of Arsenal is still shaky. It is not convincing at all. I don't know if it's to say if it is partnership of Socrates and Mustafi, or if the midfielders are not holding the ball well, but honestly, the defense of Arsenal is still not convincing enough. And if this Arsenal defense should meet a team like Liverpool, oh boy, they go school them all. Also, I think Moreno was okay, was impressive. Coming back from injury, Moreno really impressed. He got a goal and he moved forward and all, like he impressed. Then, my problem with Bellerin is trying attacking me. But for defense, they still need pipe arm. See the way Antonio just they enter him up and down. No be so. I don't know, but Bellerin should try more defensively. Then Xhaka and Guendouzi. At the end of the game, I understood that Guendouzi was trying to do everybody's job. But I think that he should be calmer as a CM or a DM, whatever role he's playing. I feel that he's trying to do too much. Though he was impressive, for a 19-year-old, he has really been impressive. But he still tries to do a lot. Like, he doesn't really calm the game. He rush off the game. Like, when Torreira came in, you could see the difference, how he could calm the game and all. I still feel that Xhaka is still nonchalant. His nonchalant attitude will mess up Arsenal. Because there are sometimes he lost the ball at vital positions. If you notice, Xhaka likes to lose the ball in before the defenders. Like, he loses the ball at very, very awkward positions. I think that he should still work on that. And I've not still been seeing those impressive cross-field passes from Xhaka. The Xhaka from the German League has not really, really proved himself in the Premier League. Also, looking at Iwobi, I don't know, like Grenet Ross said, there are some times that he needs to release the ball, that he does not release the ball. But even though he just played for 5 minutes, I still feel that he can do better. Though in my suggestion, Aubameyang should be playing the left wing and Lacazette should be starting as the 9. Because looking at it, Aubameyang is just too casual. Bowen is too casual for my liking. Mkhitaryan has to be my man of the match for Saturday because that guy bored. Even if you look at the first goal to Monreal, how he gave that pass to Bellerin and all, Mkhitaryan tried, he put his effort in set pieces. Mkhitaryan actually would be my man of the match for Saturday's game. Then Ramsey. Ramsey is better off the ball than on the ball. Like, I don't know, that is the difference between Ramsey and Ozil. Ozil is better on the ball, but Ramsey is better off the ball. Like, even when Ramsey had the ball, like, Ramsey is good in moving behind the number 9 and doing all those things, but on the ball, Ramsey's decision making, I still feel, is poor, and it doesn't really give good complete passes. Sorry to say. For someone that is still pushing or not getting a contract extension, I feel that, also that maybe, I don't know if it's Shakara or something, but I feel that he can make his game better. And if Emery wants to build his team around Ramsey, Ramsey has to do better for a 10. A 10 means he has to be creative inside out. So if he's not creative, there will be no goals, and Aubameyang or Lacazette will be left in shambles. Once again, I'll say good job, Torreira. I would like to see Torreira start the next game, honestly. Like, even when Torreira came in, you could see how he was able to split the defense. He was able to give some very cool passes. Like, there was one in the diamond of the second half where he gave, like, really, really nice passes and all. I think we'd like to see Torreira more, and we'd like to see them charge the players more. And not they should be not too relaxed. They are just too relaxed. Oh, maybe they will score. I think Arsenal should go, like, next 5 games, winning those 5 games, and they should concede less. Or, if possible, not concede at all. Also, I will not really say much on Welbeck. 10 minutes, 1 goal, that's an impressive start. But I still feel that altogether, Arsenal can do better. But I'm really, really happy for the first win. I'm really, really excited. I'm happy for them. So that is basically my review. For West Ham, I think they tried. They didn't just capitalize on their opportunities. When they had the opportunity, the Snodgrass opportunity, and even the Mikel Antonio opportunity, they didn't punish Arsenal for those. Imagine if Arsenal was playing against a Liverpool, a Man City side that could combat, would have been punished. So I still feel that as a team, they still need to work hard. Though I understand that Emery is still trying to adapt, he's still trying to his new philosophy and all, but they should do it as soon as possible if we're going to win anything this season. Thank you.
Update, channel. Arsenal don't strike new deal with Adidas to become the kit manufacturer from next season. This deal, so we go run for 5 years, now reach the £60 million a year where America been rebought. But it passed the current kit deal of Manchester City will be £20 million per season, and Tottenham own will be £30 million per season. Yans don't waka go far on top the different design with the comp. Arsenal midfielder and Super Eagles star Alex Iwobi don't talk say in the enjoy the new season under the new coach Unai Emery. In talk say the coach dey more demanding with the high pressing and keeping of the ball tactics where they give the attackers full advantage. Arsenal don't strike agreement with Reece Nelson after many long talk on top new contract. Unai Emery is a big fan of the 18-year-old, and he don't tell and say he go get plenty chance to feature this season. Nelson don't talk say he want regular first team football, and with the year say Hoffenheim fit offer on that one.
Update, channel.
We go travel go South Wales next Sunday to face newly promoted Cardiff City. Last time we faced them now 2013, and we win that match 3-0. Before that time, we go know who we go face for the third round of the League Cup and who we go face for the group stage of the Europa League, as the two draws them could take place this week. If you be Niger born Arsenal fan, you feel contribute to the movement as we do on top Facebook and Twitter. Send us short video or audio clip reaction to the match them, and you feel feature for we subsequent programs. Time don't reach for me to waka. My name, not Tony Doe. Up, Gunners!